It's pretty tough to beat weather like this for mid to late July across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are mild but not too hot, and our humidity levels are low. Dew point temperatures in some spots this afternoon have been in the 40s, which is very low for this time of year. So it's a spectacular summer day. Get outside to enjoy this fine weather, as we will be back into the muggies before you know it. And it looks like a fairly hot stretch of weather is ahead of us as we work through the end of the week into the weekend. And long-range projections show that heat will continue into early next week. So this is likely to be the most comfortable weather for at least the next 5 to maybe 7 days. So with dry air in place, we'll have a very comfortable night across our area. That high-pressure area continues to keep things quiet. We'll have mainly clear skies. A little bit of fog will be possible, especially near bodies of water and in our valley locations. It'll be a pleasant night with temperatures falling back into the 50s to near 60 degrees. So good sleeping weather again tonight. Now, as we head into the day tomorrow, we'll still have high pressure in control, though it begins to drift a little bit off to our east, and our wind will turn a little bit more to the southwest. So our temperatures tomorrow are going to be warmer than today. In fact, some would argue it'll be hot once again, as temperatures will make a run at the 90-degree mark from the capital region on south, especially in the valleys. Now, heat will be up tomorrow. The humidity won't be up too much, but it will be up enough from today that it will start to become noticeable, especially later tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. And by late in the day tomorrow, there could be a pop-up shower or storm across the North Country, but most areas will stay free of rain during the day on Thursday. It'll be a different story on Friday as a cold front approaches from the west. Now, first of all, it's going to help to enhance the wind a little bit in advance of that cold front. So our temperatures are going to be hot on Friday, and the humidity will be up as well, borderline oppressive humidity. So it's a hot, humid day with heat index or feels like temperatures up into the 90s in many spots. And with that front coming through, there is the potential for some heavy thunderstorms that could be severe on Friday, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. And the heat and humidity will continue as we head into the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of a late shower or storm, warmer with highs in the 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of a late shower or storm, warmer with highs in the 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, low in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and hot, high 85 to 90. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and hot, high 85 to 90. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, hot and humid, with a chance of showers and storms, highs in the 80s to around 90. And on Saturday, partly sunny, hot and humid, with highs in the 80s to around 90. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.